Well, joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is one of the greatest baseball players of all time. He's, of course, now working in the Houston Astros front office. He's a Texas Rangers legend. We say good morning to Nolan Ryan. Good morning. How are you?
Well, I guess I'm doing all right. Just having a little breakfast here.
Hmm. What you having?
I'm having some fried up King Cobra for breakfast.
King Cobra for breakfast?
Yeah, I killed a couple King Cobras the other day when I was out bow hunting. and I'm eating on some leftover deer in the trails for the dessert.
Still, you still eat nothing but what you kill, right?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I kind of live off the land, kind of a man's man. And really kind of a throwback. I haven't worn store-bought clothes since I left the Rangers. and I only wear what I kill. So, you know, unfortunately, I killed a skunk the other day for clothes. And that pelt, I mean, I guess it kind of looks good covering my dingus, but boy, does it smell. It's hard to tell where its smell ends and mine begins. I heard you guys were wanting me to come on and talk about these the soft players in these organizations.
Yeah, because back in your day, you threw 300 innings every year and 25 complete games, and you seemed durable. Why can't they do that today?
Yeah, and I think my pitch count for some of them games would get up to around 400, 500 somewhere.
I don't remember that.
And, I just think that the human body is capable of so much more of what these players think they can do now. And, I once pitched both ends of a doubleheader. And I think I got a no-hitter in each of them. I can't remember, but...
you may have.
But, yeah, I pitched, doubleheader. I pitched both games, and then now I was a little worn out after that and had to rest 12 hours before I was able to pitch the next day. But
well, you pitched the next day, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But when these players now, they have to... they pitch a game and then they get like a month off or something like that.
Yeah, it's about a month.
And of course, if someone challenges you too, you'd take care of them like that Robin Ventura dude.
Oh yeah, old Robin Ventura. He for some reason he thought he was messing with somebody who wouldn't be afraid to take a fight to a grizzly bear. So he come charging up that mound. I made quick work of him.
Yeah,
that was nothing for me to put him in a headlock and pop him a few good times. but I guess he learned his lesson. He never charged me again from what I can remember.
Right.
No, I don't think he did.
But did you like that job that I beat his ass?
I think it was a slightly overrated moment in Metroplex sports history, but it certainly was notable. Yeah. Hello?
Tell you what, old boy, why don't you give me your address right about now?
No, I don't want to mess with you, Nolan.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with me because, I raise polar bears for meat. And,
in Texas?
In Texas, yeah. At my ranch down there in Alvin. And a lot of people think I'm crazy because I just walk right in the pen with them, you know.
Wow.
And they're mean.
Yep.
They'll come up to you, but you give them a few Ventura pops and they'll learn their lesson. They'll keep their distance.
You will put a polar bear in a headlock.
You damn straight I will.
That's impressive.
That's tough.
Yeah. Of course, Ruth's pretty mad at me right now. She's about the only creature on earth I'm scared of.
What'd you do this time?
Well, she's making me sleep out there in the chicken coop rather than the barn where I normally sleep. She's mad because I allowed some of them smoother-talking slow monkeys to borrow our tractor.
The snow monkeys make another appearance.
Yeah, they live down there, and they're quite a menace, you know. They come from Japan, and they get over here, and they darn near taking over the hill country. And and them snow monkeys, they're something else, you know. But they're always borrowing my equipment without asking. And, but there's a couple that seem responsible and wanted to borrow my equipment. They wanted to, you know, plant them some tomatoes and... And they borrowed my tractor and just tore it up.
Just tore the thing up.
They ran a bush hog right to Ruth's master closet, shredded every pair of shoes she owned.
Oh, no, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Well, I understand why she's mad.
So she's pretty pissed right now.
Imagine.
Yeah, imagine. This Trump was tweeting out about...
Nolan, we're going to have to let you go. We appreciate the time this morning, though. Always good to hear from you.
All right, appreciate it.
All right, we'll see you. There goes Nolan.